For years, Christian missionaries have relied on Bibles and prayer to spread the word of God in remote Aboriginal communities. Now, a much more high-tech approach is proving popular, with satellites being installed to deliver Christian television to bush communities in northern Western Australia. But there's a growing concern about a controversial claim that God TV could help solve the suicide crisis in the Kimberley. Aaron Park has more.
2 hours east of Broome, in the bush community of Pandanus Park, Patricia Riley's house is covered in satellites.
And let's have a look. We're standing in your front yard.
One of them is for God TV, a Christian satellite service that's raising eyebrows across the Kimberley.
God TV is that one there.
Oh, yeah. So just a dark satellite with a fair bit of wiring there?
Yeah, it's a normal satellite.
The service is being installed in Indigenous communities by a group called Chariots of Fire Ministry, a church group from southern Western Australia. No longer relying on Bibles, these modern missionaries are spending tens of thousands of dollars touring remote northern Australia, installing cable TV units that give residents access to 16 Christian television stations, delivering a non-stop stream of scripture and sermons.
Can God change your life in just 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you.
Patricia is a born-again Christian who is keen to sign up for the service.
I've changed my life to stop the bad habits and understanding Christianity and subscribing to God TV so that we've got some gospel Christian channels that the kids can enjoy, even myself.
Brian Sonneman is one of the missionaries who's been installing God TV in the Kimberley. He says they're careful not to push religion onto those who don't want it.
We don't want to destroy their culture. You don't just walk in and say, look, you've got to install this. You've got to befriend the person first. Like I say, we don't push it. We just leave it open. And if they are open to go further, we do.
During the team's first visit to the Kimberley, they focused on the desert community of Mullen, baptising 32 people using a garden hose and a backyard bathtub. Wayne Natman is the Australasian director for God TV and helps fund the mission trips with profits from his Melbourne-based business. He says that that first trip to Mullen inspired them because they're not only spreading the word of God, he says they're also helping save lives. The community, like many others in the region, has struggled with suicide. Wayne Natman claims since the introduction of God TV, things might be improving.
We installed it into a couple of homes and just waited to see what would happen. And as time went by, people in that community let us know that no one had committed suicide. So I guess it just strengthened our resolve and we decided to put together a plan where we could go across the Kimberley region and visit each community and offer free to have Christian satellite TV installed.
It's this belief that God TV is stopping suicides that's proving controversial. Northern WA has one of the highest suicide rates in the world. Gordon Marshall is co-chair of the Kimberley Aboriginal Law and Culture Centre and has seen the grief of families firsthand. He says while God TV may have a positive impact on some, it's not stopping suicide.
Anything that can help to stem the youth from suiciding is good, but I don't think them putting these TVs in is really helping or is stopping the suicides around the place, but there's still a lot happening.
The ABC has confirmed that there have been suicides in some of the Kimberley communities where the satellites have been installed. In one community, at least two people have taken their own life this year in the time since God TV arrived. Wayne Natman says he wasn't aware of the recent deaths and has since removed the claim from the mission fundraising material. Brian Sonneman insists Christian TV is strengthening communities and he's planning to install more systems in Aboriginal homes in 2020, this time in northern Queensland.
Just want to see people be happy and change, and my goal is that before I leave this planet that I can install as much as I can with God TV so we can see this media change people's lives and give them a better understanding of life and a better hope in reality.
And many in the Kimberley are grateful. Among them is Sandra Cox, who lives at the Yearly Community, a small cluster of homes in the bush west of Halls Creek. She was approached by the missionaries last year and jumped at the opportunity to have a satellite installed at the tin shed the community uses as a church.
They asked me, we are God TV and we are asking if you interested in having a God TV. And I said, yes. You know, and it made me happy because I was working closely to God too, see. And I needed more encouragement to find more ways that how to connect with God, you know, and God TV is really good.
She says she's chosen to put Jesus ahead of her culture and traditional beliefs.
How can culture and God, how can it fit together? Culture just come and go in our lives. But, you know, like God is eternal life. This is what we're talking about, you know. To me, I'd rather accept God.
All she needs now, she says, is a television with which to watch God TV.
Any of us who are having problem, just go there, sit, put the TV on and, you know, whatever we need to listen, we just listen to. But only one thing, we don't have any TV.
Sandra Cox, who lives in Yearly Community in Western Australia's Kimberley region, ending that report from Erin Park. And if that story raised any concerns for you or anyone you know, you can get help straight away on Lifeline 13 11 14.